Well, we had a great game going until about 8 minutes to go in the game. And you look at the last 8 minutes, and we have three turnovers. We have a fumble. We have a fourth down that we didn't convert and an interception. And then we give up two big plays for touchdowns on third down, and that's the difference of the game. And we have to learn how to win those games, and we have to learn that in the last 8 minutes of the game, the execution is at an all-time premium. And Boise State knows how to play the last 8 minutes of the game in a game like that, and we're still learning. And so that was the difference of the game. And, I mean, certainly we're, you know, our goal in every game is you hit the fourth quarter, you got a chance to win, and you just got to learn how to win them. I think the challenge this week is winning on the road in our league, which I don't think we've done. Malcolm will have to help me. I didn't do my research before, but I don't think we've won a WAC game on the road. I know we didn't last year. The year before, I think the Fresno game was the last one. Is that right? It's almost 2 years ago, you know. So, and the challenge is to bring your best for four quarters on all three phases, offense, defense, special teams, which we hadn't really put it all together yet. You know, we play good here, and then we play good there, and we pitch it around pretty good. We stop them pretty good. We do some things on teams well, and then it's just all over the place. And we just got to put it all together, and we got to do it on the road. So I'll let y'all fire away.
Do you sense that game is coming when you're going to put it all together? Do you have the feeling that you're starting to see the pieces about it?
Well, I mean, the good news is you're seeing signs of success in every phase. I think that's what you're getting at, and we do. I mean, we're throwing and catching a little better. We did last week. Is it where we need to be? Not even close. We're running the ball pretty good. We've stopped the run pretty fair. It was really good until this last week. We've had some games where the team just struggles to throw the ball. But in the end, third down and big plays on both sides of the ball, that's the story, guys. That's it. And that's been a little bit of our problem on defense, is third down and giving up big plays. You know, the first third down of the game was third and 18 or something. Guy drops back. I mean, it was a great throw and catch. Now, he threw it right on rhythm before the guy gets out of his break, but you got to get off the field. You know, and a lot of our problems are we're getting no pressure with our front four. I mean, that's just a fact. We got a blitz to put pressure on the quarterback, and that's when you do that, you get exposed in coverage, and that's what happened against Boise. So you got to pick your poison. But I do see parts at times all playing well, and it's just a matter of doing it for four quarters together. Man, that was the easiest one we've had.
Did Zach play upgrade a little more there?
Well, you know, he did some really nice things, but he threw a couple of bad interceptions. The first one, you know, and the first one, he knows better. It wasn't even what he's supposed to do. The second one, he needed a little more air on the ball. You know, it wasn't a bad read, and it wasn't a bad throw. The guy made a good play. He just needed to make a better throw. So he did some nice things, and we scored 31 points with him. You know, we had about 400-something yards offense with him, and that's good, and we need to build on that. But we can't make the mistakes.
Upcoming game, talk about the weather conditions in Utah, concern, how do you deal with that?
Well, you know, I hadn't even thought about it, to be honest with you, but it's a little bit of my nature that who cares? You know, now it's the same old deal. If you let it affect you, then it's a problem. If you go out there and go, oh, my God, what are we going to do if it's cold? Then you're going to be cold, and you're going to – I mean, I remember at SMU, I mean, you saying that just brought back a story. I'll never forget, we were at Utah, and I think it was like 50 degrees, and one of our players thought he was getting frostbite. I mean, are you kidding me? That's a true story. I mean, I said, we don't have a chance. We won the game, which was amazing. But, you know, and that's part of playing on the road. It's just you're in a different environment. It's a different climate. And, you know, you ought to really savor it, enjoy it. You don't get to do that very often. So, you know, all these guys complain about the heat all the time. Well, all right, what are you going to complain about now? It's too cold. Hard to please, man, you know.
Coach, are you at the point of the season with your players where you know what can motivate them to get going on the field or what demotivates them on the field?
You know, I tell you, I've been relatively pleased with how we've competed. I still think we get affected, and that bothers me. You know, and I think we were affected a little bit on defense, man. Boise's good now, and you just, I can't minimize that part of it. But when we play teams that are pretty good, we don't seem to play as well. We start doing things that are simple, and they become very complicated. And it's happened to us on offense, too. We play a pretty good defense who starts hitting us a little bit early. We get a little rattled. So, you know, what I hadn't seen us is playing out of it. And you know, it looked like we were about to on defense. It really did. And I'll tell you what was encouraging on defense. That we never got down two scores until that big play in the fourth quarter. And, you know, they would go up seven. Well, it wasn't like we were answering the bell. We would move it, punt it, and then we'd stop them. And then there were a couple of times where we stopped them twice, and then we'd answer the bell, and we'd tie it up. So there was some positive out of there. I don't think you ever really know how to motivate them, you know, because every week's a new week. You never know what's going on through these guys' heads. And just when you feel like you got a handle on them, man, they got some girlfriend problem or, you know, something affects how they practice and play.
Coach, despite being winless, what problems did the Yankees pose?
Well, the one thing that sticks out at you is they played very well at home. I think all three of their games were decided by less than a touchdown. We should not expect anything differently. And I think they play hard. They got a ridiculously dangerous returner, kickoff returner, punt return guy, who's awesome. So we're going to have a big challenge in our coverage units.
Does a winless team concern you as far as just...
Yeah. You kidding me? Why would... I mean... 2 years since we won on the road in the WAC, right? So, yeah, every tape I look at concerns me because we hadn't really shown an ability to put it all together for four quarters. So, absolutely.
Any more questions for Coach Dooley?
I've got one more. Just Daniel Porter and the way he's stuck it up. I mean, what has he meant to the offense?
He's been big, you know. Patrick has been dinged up a little bit and has gone through some times where I didn't think he was running as well as he could have, and I'm glad we have Daniel. And Daniel's earned the right to carry it more and more each week, and that's what we've tried to do. You know, Daniel's biggest challenge is to play more consistently as an every down back, which means pass protection, routes, all that stuff too. Because he's definitely has some tremendous elusive skills as a runner.
Any more questions